Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio, and I'm with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. Tonight, you're in for a very, very special enlightenment. My guest is Lori Rubenstein, and Lori's going to enlighten your life and open your eyes to see a better way to experience life. And if you go to Lori's website, and you'll see in her picture how illuminated she is and how she'll open up your life. And you also got to see how pretty she is. Anyway, welcome to the show, Lori.
Thank you. You know what? I love that introduction. I'll take it.
Well, it's
Rob.
And I'm on one of her websites, but it wasn't the one I wanted to get on. But anyway, Lori, let's tell them a little bit about what you do and how you expand their life to open their eyes to see a better way, because that's where it all begins.
Okay. That's great. That's a great question. So I have a little bit of a different path than I think, you know, a lot of other people. I was a divorce attorney for like 18 years, and then I decided I did not want to fight for a living. You could probably understand that. So I wanted to still help people, and I didn't know how I would do that given my background, because my background was basically divorce law. So I went to coaching school, and that is where Mr. Rob and I have met, in coaching school. We went together, I think it's more than 10 years already, or right around 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And I, at that point, decided that there was a better way to help people through the pain of divorce. And that is, you know, it's not all the work that I do, but that's primarily the work I do. In whether it's divorce, whether it's another kind of heartache or grief, whether it's, you know, sort of beating up on yourself, it all comes back down to forgiveness. And ultimately, that's, I think, one of the greatest gifts we have in the world is forgiveness. And that's primarily what I end up teaching people, is how to forgive, whether it's other people or themselves.
In forgiveness, that is kind of where it is. But before you can forgive anybody, in my opinion, you have to forgive yourself for being shy in the situation. How do you feel about that?
You know, it's I have mixed feelings, because I think ultimately self-forgiveness is the ultimate forgiveness, and sometimes even forgiveness of God, you know, because people blame God too. And sometimes it's easier, though, to forgive other people. And then sometimes you have to, like, build your forgiveness muscle by forgiving other people in your life, and then you can forgive yourself. Sometimes it's the hardest thing you'll ever have to do, is give yourself a break, you know, and just stop beating up on yourself. So, you know, some people can forgive themselves and then others. Other people, they have to forgive other people, and then ultimately themselves and God.
I got a simple little saying for forgiveness. I let go, I let God, I expand my sand, understand I can.
Very nice.
And
I like that.
That's on some of my CDs. But the thing about forgiveness and everything else, 98%. Well, that's not the right number. Wouldn't you say most of the pain we endure is self-inflicted by old paradigms?
Yeah, you know, it's all about the thoughts you think, right? So, in fact, I was just working with somebody today on, you know, this issue where you can look at, I want to give an example that's not maybe as personal for them. Maybe I'll use something from my own life. So I can look at the divorce that I went through. This was already quite a while ago. And I was with a man, this is, you know, true confession time, who was married. So he was already married, and I am cheating. he's cheating on his wife with me. We get married, have two children. 10 years later, he cheats on me. I find out. I'm shocked, Rob. I'm like, how can this be? I don't know how this happened. Well, you know, and here I was a divorce attorney, and I was very, you know, judgmental about other people. Like, how do you really not know that your husband's cheating on you? Come on, give me a break. You know, I had this very snotty kind of attitude about that. And I was, you know, totally in la-la land. So what did I do? I beat myself up. You know, how could I not have known? What an idiot I am. I'm such a fool. Why did I do this? You know, blah, 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 blah. And I had to wake up and really stop beating myself up, you know, and look at the divorce as the amazing gift it was. Because, you know, I never would have known I was a teacher. I never would have gone into coaching. I never would have remarried to, you know, the man I'm so happy with now. I never would have moved to another state. My kids wouldn't have been as healthy as they are if I had stayed in this very boring, you know, sort of nondescript marriage. So I think it's about, you know, taking responsibility for your piece in it, but not in a beating yourself up way. Just sort of saying, you know, I did this and it's okay. As long as I learn from it and grow from it, it's fine. Lessons are lessons, right?
You know, you just said something. I just went through it in a business deal. Basically the same thing, only thing it was business. And the conclusion I come to, I didn't ask the right questions, and I authorized it and I allowed it. I have to live with what I did. They have to live with what they did. And I have to be honest with myself and then come up with a slick little question that really helped me get through this, and I'll share it with you. How can I love myself? How can I love the other person? I'll just use my name. How can I love Rob Wilson to set Rob Wilson free? But really, you use the other person's name. Let's just use a name. I'll just say I love Joe Blow. I love Joe Blow so I can set myself free. And then how will I set myself free, and where's the emotional energy I choose to release?
Exactly, because it's all like the chains. It's like the when you're talking, I could totally see that, you know, the you and the person that you're angry at, they're both in chains, you know, and you have to release those chains. And it's so destructive to our health, our emotional well-being. I mean, it non-forgiveness and being angry and hurt really destroys the person who's holding on to that.
You know, that's the thing. We've been taught if somebody does something to you, you got to hold that revenge for the rest of your life. And Lori's website is coachforpassionateliving.com, and you can go there and read some stuff. But you also got teleclasses, and we'll talk about them in a minute. But, Lori, we get so caught up in trying to be mean to ourselves when we're trying to be thinking we're mean to somebody else. How do you get people move beyond that?
It's almost like a thing where you have to wake up, and sometimes it's sparked by something else. You know, it might be sparked by, you know, one of those Oprah moments, you know, where you're watching TV and you see this man who has forgiven this gang of men who raped and killed his daughter, you know, and you say, how in the world did he do that? Why is he doing that? I don't understand. How could he do that? How could he let them off the hook? And then you realize that he says in the next moment, the anger was killing me. The bitterness was killing me. I realize that I'm not going to bring her back. She's not going to come back to me. But my holding on to anger and bitterness is actually killing myself. You know, is that what she would have wanted? Is that how I want to honor her memory? No. That's not what we want to do. And I wish we could be taught that forgiveness is not about accepting what the other person did as though it was okay. You know, it's not about condoning the other person's behavior or even the other person. It's totally 100% about ourselves and taking care of ourselves. You know, just like we brush our teeth every day, we have to forgive every day so that we don't hold on to stuff that's going to destroy our bodies.
And you know that, you know what you just said there about that guy. When somebody's inside your head and you're wrapped up and mad at them, they're still causing you pain.
Yep.
You're
renting them space in your head, right? It's like you're giving them free space in your head when they've moved on with their lives.
And you know that, yeah. And that's the thing. Not only free space, you're giving them your creative. You're giving them some enterprising energy space. You're giving them your good stuff. You're not giving them the downtown in the, you know, in the slum area. You're giving them the high dollar end. You're giving them the ocean view.
Right.
And you know, the thing about it is, so in your color classes that you have and all the other stuff you do, how do you get people to do it? Because your voice is very gentle, and if people are listening, they'll hear that in a gentle way, because the only one that can be mean to you or I can be mean to myself is me, nobody else. How do you get them to see that, Lori?
I'm laughing to myself because sometimes I'm not always nice and gentle. I have a client who just came out with a book, his first book, and he dedicated, I was one of the dedications in the book, and he wrote, "To Lori, who yelled at me in 2008. And that's all he said. Because I got him to see the reality of his life. And so sometimes, you know, it's a coaching skill, right, Rob, that you and I both have. It's, we can reflect back to somebody what we see, sometimes what they don't see. You know, we can see, like, let's say we can see the victim mentality. And I'll tell you what, when I'm working, especially with men, they do not like to be called a victim. There is no man alive who wants to be looked at as a victim or as a martyr. But when they see themselves that way through me, when I can show them, they're like, okay, we got to do something about this. This is not okay. I don't want to be that way. So I think that's what I do for people. Sorry.
I hate to tell men, we are the biggest victims of the male ego. That's an animal all on its own.
Well, yeah, it is.
You know, the macho-ness in men is actually their victim of their own self.
Mm-hmm. It's courage. What people need to realize, and I would say not just men, women only, but especially men, is that being vulnerable is actually the sexiest, most courageous thing that a man could do, you know, to say, what you said really hurt my feelings, blah, 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 blah. You know, that is like, it's brave and it's courageous and it's strong. And we don't, you know, what men will do is they'll be silent and they'll purse their lips and they won't say anything, thinking that they're being strong, but it's not true.
Well, yeah, and it really, that's in everybody. If you got something somebody said to hurt you and you hold it in, that's a scar forever until unresolved hurt is released.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you know, we've been taught to live with ingrained pain since we went to school. And all through our life, well, don't say nothing, don't be this, don't be that, don't be a baby. And so you learn
little
to hold it in.
Little boys don't cry.
Yeah, and really that is probably one of the most ingraining things there is. And when people choose to come and engage with you, Lori, and you know, sometimes you got to really show people what's going on in their life. And some of it is going to be tissue time. But however, that's just water in the garden. So how do you get people to open up when they don't
honestly,
really
Rob,
want
I
to?
Honestly, Rob, my husband is like, he's always in shock because He says, 5 minutes with me, no matter where I go, where I am, I have people telling me how much money they're earning, how many kids they have, how many divorces they've been through, the biggest heartache in their life. They'll start crying. I mean, it's like two, really, sometimes it takes 2 minutes, and people are just spilling, you know, everything to me, because I think that what people really pick up on is that I'm really safe. You know, I mean, I can hold energy really, really well for people. I can be around people who are grieving. Like, you know, I'm a hospice volunteer, for example. You know, I can be around death. I can be around divorce. I can be around abuse. You know, I've had clients who've been killed. I mean, I can do that. I can hold energy for people in a really loving, compassionate way. In fact, I remember when we went through coaching school, we had to come up with like a phrase for ourselves. And I remember at that time I came up with compassionate warrior, because I will fight, you know, to the death for somebody else. You know, I'm a strong advocate for them, but I also have that compassion, and I do care so much about them.
And if you're listening, you can hear that in Lori's voice. And if anybody wants to call in, the number is 718-305-6548. And Lori, when people feel comfortable, and for a lot of people and a lot of clients, when they feel comfortable, that's one of the first times in their life they've ever felt comfortable. And that's a very important thing in coaching or speaking or hypnotherapy, whatever. So, Lori, when people get to feel comfortable, how do they really open up and really go back and find stuff that really is blocking them? Because it's never what they think it is. It's always something else. How do you get them
right
to open up to see that?
You know, sometimes we really have to dig. And I have this thing, Rob, I don't even know if I got to tell you about it. But in addition to coaching, one of the things I started doing is past life regression and in between life regression for people. And one of the reasons I started doing that is because the truth is sometimes, well, you know how people sometimes are in counseling for years and years, and, you know, like they finally figure out that their mother really never liked them, and, you know, now they can let it go because they were told she did like them, but she knew that they didn't like them. Well, you know, you could take years getting down to the bottom of why. And what I love about coaching is we don't even care about why. We just care about where you want to go and what's getting in your way, what's stopping you from getting there, and we want you to get there. But then every once in a while, there's things that really, like, I mean, I'll give you an example. If you have somebody who is 55 years old and every single relationship they've ever been in has been with an alcoholic, but they don't drink, something's wrong. You can say, something's wrong with this picture. And sometimes you really can't get to what it is. But you could go into a past life regression and find that in that past life, you yourself, I don't know, maybe you were an alcoholic then. I mean, that would be the obvious, but maybe it's just that you were married to somebody who was an alcoholic who you loved to death, and they were so good to you, and that was like the quality trait that you thought was why they were so good to you. So that stayed in your mind, and then you came into this lifetime, and you still have these beliefs that, you know, alcohol equals love. You know, I'm saying something weird, but that's sort of what you get, you know, from a past life regression, and then people are like, okay, it's gone.
Yeah, I always, you know, when I'm doing hypnotherapy, there's three questions I ask right out of the gate. I mean, not out of the gate, but the first one is I ask them which parents they need to get along with. And then what that usually tells me is who they are, because they focus so hard on not being like that parent they are.
That's good insight. What are the other questions?
Well, me, when I start present day, and I go back to from the womb to 5 years old. 99% of the time, it's never older than 7, and then we go back lifetime. But, yeah, it's usually something, because everything, if you look at this country, we're not matured beyond 5 years old.
Yeah.
Look at the debates. No, but seriously, when it comes to working with people, how do you find it's what they start with is never what it really is. It's never the underlying cause and or the underlying issue, because nothing against a psychologist, but they play you got to be this and you got to go through that. They don't get to the real root cause. And that's what coaching and hypnotherapy does to me. So how do you get them to look back and really open up to that root cause with what you do?
Yeah. See, I think that one of the things that I do, whether it's a regression or a meditation, is I am communicating very often with their soul. Their soul is speaking to me. Their higher self is speaking. Sometimes you have to get people out of the way, their own way, right? And so when I can speak to them and they answer me back from their higher self, the answers are very, very, very deep. And the ahas are just really amazing. So, you know, if I do regular coaching, it's like, and then what, you know, and what's under that, and what's under that, and what's under that. And sometimes you can get there, but it's way quicker to get there whether you're using hypnotherapy or a regression kind of format. You can really get there because you're talking to the soul, the higher self can see the whole big picture, where the person just as their ego can't see it.
And that's very true. If you don't mess with, if you ain't in the subliminal landscape and you're not getting it, and something that I discovered in myself is when I'm really letting go, I'm letting go in the body. It starts it down at the root chakra and it just gets to go through every one of them. And do you notice that, or am I just different?
That's a really good question. You know, I haven't actually asked people what they're doing. I know that when I go through almost any trance, you know, hypnotherapy thing that I'm doing, we'll do a chakra thing where we're relaxing, 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 and it will always start from the root chakra. But I don't really know, actually, if that is what happens to my clients, so I can't answer that.
And see, that's something I understand for me. Unless I'm letting go in the body, I'm not really letting go. It starts in the body, and the head's the follower of everything.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, one of the things I do with people, a few things. I mean, I do EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, you know, which is the tapping, so that they're tapping for all their meridians, and, you know, you are letting things go, and you are moving energy throughout the body. So I do that with people. I also do kinesiology when I need to, you know, having them, having the body speak, which is sometimes just a really good thing. I mean, people make jokes around here all the time because I guess we didn't even say this to people, but I live right outside of Sedona. So, you know, in Sedona, you go into a grocery store and everybody's muscle testing everything as you walk through the grocery store, you know, because we want to find out what's good for us, what's not good for us, and we do that through muscle testing. It's pretty funny.
You know, you just hit the key to coaching. She just told you, people, if you was listening, she just gave you all the pathways to personal expansion. That is the body. It isn't happening in the body first. It isn't happening at all. And I've learned that in my through myself. Because if it's the body isn't letting go, you're not really letting go.
Right.
Or expanding. And the body has to leave. It's almost like it's a physical, then it's a a deeper thing. But, Laurie, people can go onto your website and they can go to your classes and find out all about them on Coaching for Passionate Living. And how often do you give the teleclass?
Well, so this I'm giving throughout the whole rest of the year. I'm really, really dedicated to helping people through personal growth and transformation this year. 2012, I believe, is like the make it or break it year. You know, this is when the energies are great that we can really step into our full, complete self this year. So I'm offering super-duper inexpensive teleclasses so people from wherever they are can get on the class, and they're going to be the first Tuesday of every month. So, for example, March is, you know, finding your mission and setting a goal and, you know, really stepping into something. And the next month, April, is accepting the unacceptable, you know, what you don't like about yourself and how to really accept it and what we were just talking about earlier, forgive yourself. So people could sign up for that. That's under classes on my website. That's Coach for Passionate Living. They can also, there's a class, it's an email class. It's a class that comes to you every single day for 28 days, and it's a forgiveness class. And it's all about, like I was talking about earlier, you know, building your forgiveness muscle. The more you use it, the more you practice it, the easier it is. So if you practice it on all those little things, like, you know, I'm driving down the road and somebody cuts me off, you know, you just say, there's a word in Hebrew, it's called bavakasha, which is like, you're welcome, you know, I let you go. So you know, you let that happen, and so somebody could take that class if they wanted. And then, of course, there's things in person. I'm going to be in Las Vegas this weekend. If any of your listeners are in Las Vegas, I'll be at the Las Vegas Center for Spiritual Living Church on Sunday at noon, and I'm doing a two-hour forgiveness workshop there. The following weekend, there's the Heart Wisdom Conference, March 2nd through the 4th, and Cynthia James will be there, Dr. Joe Dispenza, among other people. So they can come hear me there, too.
And, Laurie, do you want to give out your phone number?
Sure. It's 928, although I won't be home for a few days, 928-634-0252. And you can email me at Laurie, L-O-R-I, at attorney-coach.com.
And Laurie, the thing about what you do is you do many things, but it really gets into the inner energy. And how is the inner energy actually your enterprising energy?
You know, there's so, we don't even know, I think, as human beings, really, how this runs the show. You know, how the heart energy is, we give all the credence to the head, right? But our heart energy is what really runs our show. And when we open our heart, and that's, in fact, what we're going to be talking about in 2 weeks at the Heart Wisdom Conference, what it means to start living from your heart. That's where wisdom is. That's where the intuition is. That's where the really good decisions are made. I mean, you'll hear, you know, somebody who gets attacked will always tell you, I felt it. You know, you were just talking about earlier in your body. I felt it, and my head told me to ignore it. And they got attacked, right? So, yeah, it's all about, and it's about knowing. So it's about connecting with that intuitive place inside of you, you know, the power chakra, your third chakra, your fourth chakra, that's where it's happening, everybody.
You know, you said something there. It is in the body, and your heart is the wisdom. Your stomach is your backbone, and your head, I don't know what it does.
It screws us up, Rob.
But I do know this, Laurie. If you listen to that head, you're in a lot of trouble.
You're getting a lot of trouble. Amen.
Anyway, Lori, we're down to a few seconds here. Give them some wisdom and we'll close out the show.
Okay. Rob, thank you. So I want to say thank you. And, you know, listen to Rob's cowboy wisdom, too, because there's a lot of wisdom in this man. Come from your heart. That's all I can tell you. Come from your heart.
Your heart is your harmony, expanding astute revelations, tantalizing your life.
Wow. This stuff just comes out of you, huh?
It's natural. I don't know where it comes from.
You're great. Thank you.
And I don't know how I did this. This is, but I've learned how to use words and then put words on it, and it just opens people up. It's a natural thing to the thought. Like, English and history is all I like. Now I don't like history, so I only like English.
Well, obviously you've done well with it.
Well, anyways, I really want to thank you, Lori, and all the listeners. It's my privilege and honor to be on this
radio show.
And what this show is about is expanding wealth, wisdom, and well-being in the world.
That's beautiful, Rob. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate being with you tonight.
And we'll have Lori back later on every so often because I like to expand the world, but I also like to promote people to give them an opportunity to succeed. And thank you, and good night, everybody, and we'll be here next Tuesday night.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.